Hello, everybody. I thought that it'd be pretty cool to try CB's Spill It questionnaire. And I know that I'm like a year late with this. I'm sorry. But, you know, better late than never, right? I came across it and I skimmed the questions pretty briefly. And I do mean briefly. And I thought it'd be pretty fun to try it out, so I guess I'll just jump right into it. Okay, number one. On a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your GWA persona? 1 being not at all alike, 10 being exactly alike. I guess I'd probably say, like, 8 or 9. Yeah, 8 or 9, leaning more towards 8. Probably because, you know, I don't just spend my entire day getting off. I mean, fuck, if I could, I would. But, yeah. And also, in real life, I'm not really that eccentric. Or, you know, outgoing, as some people like to think. I'm really an introvert. I like to keep to myself. I don't really go out as much. It's usually just with, like, close friends or family. But yeah, I'm pretty fucking boring in real life. Yeah, so... Next question. 2. What is the story behind your username? Okay, so for those of you who may not know, my name is Olivia. Hi. and people who usually know me better call me Liv. And Liv sounds like licks. They go well together. Other than that, I think it may kinda sorta have to do with my obsession for oral sex. I really like oral sex. It's so fucking amazing. Anyway, I guess I was just really horny when I came up with my name. I don't know. I really don't know what the real meaning is behind it. I guess I don't know. I guess I wanted it to sound cool or mysterious, but it's not. It's just something I came up with when I was horny. Yeah, I guess I'm just gonna stick with that, unless I come up with a better story. But yeah. Question 3. How many languages do you speak? What are they? Say something sexy for us. Okay, English, number one. And again, for those of you who may not know this, I am half Hispanic, but Spanish isn't my first language, believe it or not. Yeah, it's kind of sad. When I was younger, I learned it. I could speak it pretty well, and even now, I can understand it more than anything. But yeah, when I was younger, I learned it. I could speak it. And then shit happened, and I stopped learning. So now I'm really trying to get back in touch with it. I'm remembering things, trying to learn new things. But saying something sexy in Spanish? Let me see. Bésame fuerte y cógeme más duro. And that means basically kiss me hard and fuck me harder. But yeah, that's pretty much the sexiest thing I know how to say without it sounding non-sexy. I do know a little bit of French, and by a little bit, I really do mean a little bit. just phrases, me toucher and me sentir, which mean touch me and feel me. It's not really sexy, but I guess it counts. Okay, question 4. Who is your celebrity lookalike? I don't have one. There really isn't anybody famous that looks like me. I can't really even think of one. I mean, someone did tell me once that I look like Pocahontas from the Disney movies, and, you know, I was like, fuck, yeah, thank you, she's fucking gorgeous, even if she is a cartoon. But yeah, I mean, they told me I look like her. I mean, I guess it was my lips or my hair, but I mean, shit, I'll take it. But yeah, I mean, that's really the only time someone told me I look like someone of at least little importance. I guess I have one of those faces that don't really look like anyone else. But you know, it's cool. But I can't say that I have the same birthday as two pretty fucking awesome people, Morgan Freeman and Marilyn Monroe. Their birthdays are June 1st like mine, so I guess that kind of counts. And I'm pretty fucking proud about it. Alright, question 5. Who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? Oh, shit. who knows my secrets? The person who probably knows most of my secrets would have to be my best friend. He is such a sweetheart. I love him to death. I've known him for maybe 5 years now. Yeah, it's been 5 years. I've known him since high school. He's just such a great person to talk to. He's very open and willing, and he doesn't judge you. He's a really great listener, and I'm just really grateful for him, because there were times in my life where I really didn't like the person I was, and I didn't like myself. But if it wasn't for him, I guess I probably wouldn't be the person that I am today. And it's a person that I'm really starting to like. and don't get any ideas, guys, because he's gay. he's probably the person who I can tell anything to. Yeah, he's really great. Okay, enough of this Lifetime movie shit. Question 6. What bad habits do you have? I have a lot. I guess the worst habit that I have is, and I can't help this, I really can't. No matter how many times I try not to do this, I just end up doing it. I feel like I always have to have approval to do something. I don't know what it is about it. I guess I just, I mean, because whenever I'm doing something, I always ask somebody, am I doing this right? Should I do this? I don't know if I should do this. I guess I just second guess everything that I do, and I hate it. I really hate it. I don't know why I do it. I guess it's because I don't want to mess up anything or fail, or I'm afraid of, I don't know. Yeah, but that's probably the worst thing that I do. I'm doing it right now. I guess I'm just a perfectionist. I always want to do everything perfectly. I just want people to like me. I think that's what it is. I guess it just has to do with the fact that I'm really shy in real life. I don't really talk to people right away. I'm not really that outgoing. So I guess when I jump into things or I try new things, I try to make sure that I do it perfectly. So I guess I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Question number 7. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. Okay. Okay. Well, it really wasn't anything spectacular or, you know, I didn't see stars or fireworks, but it really was memorable. The guy that I had done it with, he was a virgin too, which was really rare to find in my high school. Like, really rare. But yeah, what I do remember most about it was where it happened. I remember we were at his aunt's house, and his aunt's house was built in the 70s, so it had the whole retro feel to it. It was really vintage on the inside, and we were alone in the house. We went down to the basement, and there was this old record player that was built into the wall. It was really cool. But yeah, apparently it came with the house. And since his aunt started living there, she started to collect all these old records and albums. And we just started listening to them. And we just decided to do it on the couch. The old, dirty, dusty couch. But I do remember the song that was playing while we were having sex for the first time, and it's a really old song, but it became one of my favorite songs. I don't know if it was because of the moment or just how good it sounded, but it's Sarah Smile by Hall & Oates. I don't know what it is about that song. It's just, it's a love song, and it's, I think it sounds really nice when you play it, especially if you're, like, you know, trying to get in the mood and stuff. So, yeah, so I guess that's one of the things I got out of that. But in all, it was a really great experience. I don't regret doing it, and I don't regret doing it with the person I chose to do it with. Alright, question 8. How frequently do you have sex with someone else? With yourself? I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I've had a dry spell these past couple of months. I haven't really had sex with anyone else in a little while. And you know, I'm fine with that. It's okay. Now with myself, me and myself, we go at it a lot. Like, and I don't even know what's gotten into me these past couple of days, but I've caught myself masturbating at least 2 or 3 times a day. And I don't know what it is. I guess it's the heat. I don't know. But I just can't keep my hands out of my pants. Yeah, but I'm not ashamed about it. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do, right? All right, question 9. What is your biggest regret? Well, I guess it coincides with what my worst habit was. And my biggest regret would probably be not jumping into the things that I wanted to do when I wanted to do them at the time. I guess hesitance or anxiety or fear that doing this would, you know, I don't know, I guess it's just worrying about what other people would think about me if I did this thing or going to this place or going into this kind of lifestyle or deterring from a lifestyle. But I'd have to say that one of my biggest regrets would probably have to be not traveling as much as I wanted to when I had the opportunity to, because I was too afraid or too nervous, or I didn't want to leave the norm of my life or the comfort, I guess, of my everyday routine. And I had a lot of opportunities to travel the world and see a lot of different things, and I turned it down because of my stupid self. I don't know why I don't know why I do these things. I guess it's just fear of rejection or confrontation. I don't know. But I'm getting better. I really am. I promise. Okay. Number 10. What would you choose as your death row meal? Oh, God. Damn it. What wouldn't I choose? Shit. If you don't know this about me, I am a foodie. I will eat anything and everything. I love food. Oh, God. I don't know what to choose. Okay. I really like home-cooked food, but I also really, really like takeout, especially Chinese food. So, oh, God. I guess I have to go with my mom's open-faced sandwiches. Those things are to die for. They're so good. They're just pieces of Texas toast that you put in the oven with roast beef and any kind of cheese you want and gravy. Oh my gosh. It is so fucking good. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I can toss those things back like mints. It's that bad. Oh, I love them so much. So if I could have like 10 of those with a Diet Coke, that'd be great. Thanks. Number 11, what is your favorite scent? Okay, well, I guess it's probably anything earthy, I guess you can call it. You know, a lot of like nature smells, like trees or flowers or, I don't know, the wind. I know that sounds crazy, but I fucking swear to you that there is probably a scented candle out there that smells like the wind. But yeah, anyway, anything earthy. I especially like any tropical smells. Like seawater or coconuts, stuff like that. I think it probably has to do with the fact that I really want to go to Hawaii one day. It's like on my bucket list. So anything that will help me feel even remotely closer to Hawaii, I will buy right away. Okay, number 12. What do you wear to bed on a regular night? On a sexy time night. What I usually wear on regular nights would probably have to be boy shorts and a really big t-shirt, like I'm wearing right now. On regular nights, I really don't do anything special. I rarely wear pajamas. I mean, I own them. I don't really wear them because I guess I just like the comfort of a big t-shirt. I mean, I've worn them since high school, so I guess I just like them. On sexy nights, I try to match my bra and my underwear as much as I can. I do own little lace nighties and a couple of corsets, but, you know, I just, comfort is really the number one thing for me, and then sexiness. But yeah, I try to keep it fair. Number 13, do you read in bed? Who is your favorite author? You know, I haven't been reading as much as I should. I really want to start reading a lot more. I do read in bed. I like to read in bed. The only thing I really don't like doing is adjusting my light a lot for it. And I know you can get those little book light things, but I'm too much of a procrastinator to go out and buy one. So I just suffer in the dark reading my books. But yeah, I don't really have a favorite author. Like I said, I don't really read as much as I like to, like I should. Nope, I don't have a favorite author. Yeah, so, number 14. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. Let me think. The most recent one? Alright, well, I got felt up on a subway. Yeah. It was really late at night, like, I don't know, 2, 3 a.m. I was coming home from a diner with the guy that I was gonna, you know, hook up with for the night. We were both drunk. Really fucking drunk. I was surprised we even got home. And yeah, I guess he started filling me up on the train, and you know, I didn't stop him. I couldn't stop him really. But yeah, I was just surprised that no one, you know, complained or tried to get us, you know, thrown off. But, yeah, I mean, it was pretty funny to think back on and remember. We both laugh about it now because, you know, even after all of that, he passed out on my couch. Nothing happened. So, yeah, that's the most recent sexual encounter that I had. Number, what is this now, 16? Oh, no, 15. You know how to count, Olivia. okay. What is one word that describes you in the bedroom, outside the bedroom? One word? Mm, One word that would describe me in the bedroom would probably have to be. Okay, I'm gonna kind of cheat a little bit and make this one word. Potty mouth. Yeah. I swear a lot, like a lot, when I'm having sex, and I feel like it's kind of a problem. because I don't really curse that much on a regular basis. I mean, I do swear, but not as frequently and as aggressively as I do when I'm having sex. I just, and this is something that I just realized about myself, because someone told me that, you know, I have a really, really vivid vocabulary. and, you know, it's only when I'm having sex. It's like, you know, when I masturbate, it's like, you know, it's fuck and, you know, shit, stuff like that. But I don't know what it is. Oh God, is that bad? but yeah, potty mouth. That's my word. Outside the bedroom, the complete opposite. Shy. Yeah, really fucking shy. And I don't know what the dynamic of that is, but I guess, you know, they're right. You know what they say about the shy ones. Yeah. Number 16. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? No. I'm so lame. I don't have any tattoos. I want some. I really do. I'm hoping to get some either this year or next year. I want like 4 or 5. I don't know yet. I want one on the back of my neck between my shoulder blades. I want one on my right shoulder. I want one on either one of my inner forearms. I'm not sure which one yet. I want one somewhere on my back. I'm not sure where yet. Not my lower back. I don't want a tramp stamp. But somewhere on my back. And then and I'm really hesitant about this one, because I've heard that it really hurts, especially because there is a lot of bones there. I want one on my side, like my upper ribcage, right under my arm. and what I want there is pretty detailed, so I don't know about that one. That's probably going to be my last one. But yeah, anybody who has a tattoo there, or knows people who have tattoos there, could you, like, let me know what it feels like, because that's, like, the only reason why I don't want to get it there, because I am a wuss when it comes to pain. I'm not afraid of needles. I'm not afraid of needles, but I don't know, like, a constant pain in one area for a long period of time. After a while, I just can't take it anymore. So, yeah, just let me know what it feels like, or, you know, if you have any insight on what it feels like, I'd really appreciate it. but, yeah, piercings, I really just have the 2 in my ear, and then I have 1 at my cartilage on top. Yeah, that's really all that I have for piercings, and I don't think I'll get any more piercings, because, you know, I don't want a lot of holes in my face. okay, number 17, okay, have you ever come without touching your pussy? Okay, yes, I actually have. And it's really nerve-wracking. Well, not nerve-wracking, but it's really kind of confusing in a way, because I've only really had these orgasms maybe once or twice. I actually had one in a previous recording of mine, and it's, okay, it's like when I reach a certain point where I'm really turned on, or I've, you know, come in the last 5 minutes or so, and I start to touch my nipples, like, pretty aggressively, constantly, grab my breasts, squeeze them, roll my hands over them, this really strange tingling sensation starts to build in my chest, and it starts to spread, and, it's crazy because I've only really ever had this twice in my life, and the first time it was not too long ago, but it wasn't recent, and I never thought that I would be capable of doing this, and I really don't know what to call it. I really just call it a nipple orgasm. But yeah, it's it's pretty crazy, but you know, I'm not complaining. They're not as strong as regular orgasms are, but they do feel really good. But yeah, I guess I have nipple orgasms. Is that weird? Because I feel like I'm the only person who has them. But yeah, I guess I guess I can have orgasms from rubbing my nipples. Okay, 18, what is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? The most times I've come, well, the record time I've come in 24 hours, probably say like eight times in one day, but they weren't all at once, oh god, no. I remember waking up one morning really, really, really horny, and, I masturbated twice after I woke up, and then one more time before I went to work, and then again at work, after work, and then three more times that night. So yeah, in total like 8 or 9 times that day. But that's the most in one day that I've done. No, I didn't challenge myself to do it. I guess when you get the urge to do something like that, you just, I don't know, you just, your body just wills you to do it, and I don't know where the stamina comes from to make myself come like that over and over again, but, I guess you can say I'm multi-orgasmic. When I'm masturbating, I usually do come 1 or 2 times in a row, especially when I'm using my vibrator, but, yeah. Number 19, what is your sexual bucket list? I don't know if I have a bucket list. I guess, I mean, I still haven't done anal sex before, so I guess that would be on there. I guess I'll just come out and say it. I've never really done anything with a girl before, and I really want to see what it would be like. I'm open to trying something like that, but I don't know if I'll ever get the balls to do it. But yeah, I mean, that's something that I'd like to do in the future. I don't know when, but, you know, in the future, it'd be nice. But yeah, other than that, yeah, that's pretty much it. Okay. Alright, so number 20, I think, yeah, that's the last question. Okay, so do we have to come when we answer the question, or is it okay if I just rub myself a little bit? I'm already pretty close. And just admitting that last little sexual fantasy of mine just got me even wetter. Oh God. Funny. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you. I guess it kind of feels like a big explosion of sensations on emotions, I guess, and I start to tremble. And I can't. I can't keep my
Oh my. And then I just ride the waves. The pleasures, they roll over me. Well, that was a lot of fun. Hmm.